I imagine this was Lupe Sanremo, who had found the body in the swimming pool. Nada, Lupe, gracias, Mr. Bell told her. Quisiéramos cenar a las siete, por favor. I followed him past an open gallery where three blonde pixies were clustered onto one oversized armchair. Cassie, Anna, and Zoe, ages 5, 7, and 8, according to the file. An image from Finding Nemo was frozen in pause on the huge plasma television. I had interrupted, and I felt bad about that, too. I wondered if Mary Smith really had feelings for the victim's children. And if she did, why? What could possibly be this crazy person's motive? Why kill the mother of these small children? Girls, I'll be in the living room for a few minutes. You can go ahead without me. He pushed a button on a remote control and turned up the volume as the movie started again. I recognized Ellen DeGeneres' voice on the soundtrack, probably because I'd seen Nemo a dozen times with Janny. She loved Dory to death. We can talk in here, Mr. Bell said as we entered a vaulted living room. Three stories of glass wall looked out to a stunning coastal view and, closer in, the swimming pool where his wife Marty had been found. Michael Bell sat with his back to the pool on a cream-colored velvet couch. I used to love that view, he said in a quiet voice. Marty did, too. Would you prefer to meet somewhere else? I asked him straight away. Thank you, he said. It's all right. I'm trying to move around as normally as possible. For the girls. For my own sanity. It's fine. You have some questions?